Right now, Tim Lammers joining us. Maybe he's having a glass of wine. We would never know. Perhaps he had a glass of wine while he was reviewing the movie Black Adam. It's time for Movie Reviews. It's brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured. And you can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Here's Tim Lammers.
New in theaters is the DC Extended Universe adventure, Black Adam, which starts 5,000 years ago in the fictional Egyptian-like country of Kandak, which is ruled by a king who enslaves thousands of his people to mine a mythical crystal called Eternium so he can assemble a crown from it to give himself immense powers. A young boy, however, thwarts the king's plan and is granted godlike powers from a wizard to revolt against the tyrant's rule. Shifting to modern day, a scholar unearths the crown, but in the process accidentally awakens the super-powered Teth Adam, played by Dwayne The Rock Johnson, from his tomb. Teth is a modern-day threat because his powers can just as much be used for evil as they can for good. Keeping him in check are four members of the Justice Society, a group of superheroes led by Pierce Brosnan's Dr. Fate. They'll need to trust Teth Adam, however, because if the crown falls into the wrong hands, it will literally turn hell. It will become hell on Earth. The truth is, Black Adam is a very entertaining movie. The role of Black Adam is perfect for The Rock, and the cast of superheroes and everyday heroes in the film is stellar across the board. The movie also has a great sense of humor all the way through, and the visual effects are great, even if they are used way too much. Go to Black Adam and just enjoy the escapism. Black Adam is new in theaters.
Okay, so glad that you said that because it looks good. But sometimes they give you the very best in the ads that you see. You know, sometimes
right.
You see everything that it's gotten. So I was hoping that wasn't the case here.
No, not at all. I mean, look, I don't read reviews, but the headlines have been blaring about how the critics hate Black Adam. And I don't know. I mean, you just got to look at it from a couple different perspectives. A, movie reviewers see a lot of movies, and I would imagine they just get tired of the same old superhero stuff, or anti-hero in this case,
yeah,
you know, over and over again. I get that. And honestly, I don't pay attention to reviews, although it did temper my expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And just because of that, I mean, I was pleasantly surprised. It's just light. It's funny. Yeah, I mean, there are dire circumstances. I mean, nobody wants hell on Earth, right?
Right.
But, you know, it's all in the superhero comic book movie realm, so you never take it that seriously.
Right.
So, no, I mean, it is what it is. The Rock, he just has this charm about him. I'm a huge fan of his.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a huge fan of his movies. I'm a huge fan of what he does off the screen. He is constantly doing things to, you know, help people. You know, in real life, I mean, showing up unexpectedly to visit kids and stuff like that. I mean, just a really, really good guy. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I love that about him. I love that, you know, he's out to entertain people. And you really do get that here. You get the sense of humor. I think to me, more than anything, Kelly, is that sense of humor. Because, you know, the special effects stuff, that's just way, way, way overdone.
Yeah.
But it's part of the whole deal when you get a superhero movie.
Well, yeah. And that's what when we go to a superhero movie, we expect the same format, right? I expect
right.
to see a lot of action. I expect there to be almost death circumstances, but their superheroes are going to come out of it. And I expect them to beat the villain in the end. And usually they do. You know, sometimes you know that there's going to be another, you know, episode coming.
Another one coming, so they'll leave a cliffhanger or something like that. Yeah.
But
yeah,
with Dwayne,
I mean,
he's always got these roles that are kind of funny. He's always, I mean, he's really good at that. He knows where he fits.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he knows he stays in his lane,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
He doesn't try to take things down, you know, the serious route too much. I mean, certainly the way some of these stories are written, I mean, yeah, you know, sad things happen. Poignant moments are captured on film. But
right.
You know, truth be told, that's part of the reason why he is not part of the Fast and Furious franchise anymore. You know, Vin Diesel, you know, it seemed for a while there that, you know, when everything was working for everybody in those films, they were all in on the joke, or at least everybody but Vin. But I think it got to the point where, you know, The Rock got tired of that, and he, you know, did a spinoff movie, and then he moved on. He gets the joke. And I'm not saying these movies are a joke. I'm just saying he knows what kind of movie he's in. He knows what his role in all of this is. And his role, and I think a lot of actors forget this, you know, when it comes to these superhero films especially, when they try to make it too serious, I mean, they're there to see fun, right?
Right.
And he knows that. And that's why I think Black Adam is successful. You know, again, critics, you know, I don't even think they matter in movies like this.
Right.
I'm a critic myself, but I'm also saying that, look, I'm here to tell you that I was at least entertained by it.
Right. And that's kind of, and you, I like the way you look at it. I'm going to this movie not expecting it to be anything but a lot of action, some really cool superhuman suits and some superhuman feats. And who better to see do that kind of stuff than him?
And yeah, looks, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And he looks really,
you know, and
evil.
And that's the whole thing. I mean, The Rock might seem like an easy target because, you know, look, he's not the greatest actor in the world, but he is one of the greatest at entertaining right now. I mean, there's a reason why he's his movies make, you know, billions of dollars at the box office.
Yeah.
All combined, you know. He is one of the biggest stars in the world when it comes to his movies. And you know, prior to that, I mean, look, he has worked very, very hard from transitioning, you know, from wrestling to movies. And, you know, I mean, he had to take steps. You know, he wasn't the greatest at first, but he's learned and he's grown as an actor. And I think he's terrific.
You know, and I think he's just like you said, he seems like a great guy. Like he'll do nice things in the public. And I think we're all, you know, we all want to be like Dwayne, right? Who doesn't want to have a body like that, rockin' body? Who doesn't want to be able to be like everybody's hero? And even in this, he might be the anti-hero, but I'm hoping by at the end of the show, in my predictions, I've never seen anything but a preview. I'm thinking that he's going to turn around a little bit and become a good guy because that's who he seems like he is. But we'll see.
Yeah. I think he enjoys playing the bad boy a little bit too. And that's, and that's why this is a good role for him. You know, this is sort of an ambiguous sort of role. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, that's where, you know, for me, as a comic book movie fan, that's kind of how I look at it. You know, it's kind of like, oh, it's ambiguous or whatever. Now, comic book fans might say, well, wait a second, he was a lot more of a villain in the comics, you know, and I don't really know about that, and I won't comment about that because I, you know, it's not in my wheelhouse. But, you know, as far as comic book movies are concerned, I think he's taking the right approach here. And I will also say there are some big surprises. Stick through at least the, you know, mid-credit scene. There's a at the end of the, you know, during the credits.
Oh, I love that.
There's something big that happens midway. I stayed to the very end. There was nothing, so you don't have to worry about doing that. Unless you want to honor all those folks that put their hard work into making this movie, which is never a bad thing. You know, you know, respecting the thousands of names that you see on the screen.
Yeah. Gosh, it takes a lot to put a movie together, doesn't it? It's pretty incredible.
Especially a movie like this.
Yeah.
It is just crazy. It's immense.
So this is something we can see in theaters? Is it streaming or just in theaters?
Theaters, you know, again, the nature of the business has changed. I would imagine it all depends on how successful it is in theaters. I think it's going to be relatively successful. I don't know if theaters are entirely back. I don't know if this is going to do Top Gun Maverick numbers. Probably not. But, you know, I mean, look, this is the sort of thing that's destined for HBO Max, which is Warner Brothers' streaming service. So I wouldn't be surprised that, you know, maybe by around Christmas you're going to end up seeing this thing on their streaming service, which is about, what, 60 days? Is Christmas around 60 days away already?
Yeah, probably.
Months? My gosh.
I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, 21st of,
Yes.
Do you have your shopping list ready, Kelly?
I think I'm avoiding. I don't think we're doing a shopping list this year. It's going to be more about getting together and eating. And
we're
going to do this year because, I don't know, this economy is killing me. I'm leaving all the gifts for everybody else to buy for their families. We're going to do something different this year.
Sure. Well, either way, it's 2 months away, so hopefully one of those, if you're not going to see it in theaters, hopefully you're going to catch it on HBO Max. I think it's definitely worth it. I got friends that hate this movie. I have fellow critic friends that thought it was okay, they liked it. So, you know, just go and enjoy. I mean, basically, it just big, dumb, and fun.
Yeah,
it's kind
big,
of the
dumb,
way I
fun.
Describe movies like this.
Right, exactly. All right. Tim, directconversations.com?
Yes, it is.
All right, that's where we can find more about Tim Lammers. Thank you so much for being here. Tim Lammers, for our movie reviews today, brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured. And again, you can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.